From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, a Russian judge said Sunday a former Chechen police commander has confessed to his involvement in the killing of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, while authorities continue their investigation into four other suspects. All five appeared in a Moscow court and were detained as officials questioned them about the February 27th shooting death of Nemtsov, a staunch foe of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Syrian activists say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit an oil refinery in northern Syria on Sunday, killing 30. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State militants were operating the refinery and that the dead included both militants and workers. Immigration officers stopped these two Australian teenage brothers leaving the country because they suspect the pair were traveling to Middle Eastern conflict zones. Prime Minister Tony Abbott is pledging to stop recruiting by Islamic State militants.
Too many Australians, it seems, are being brainwashed online by this death cult. And the two teenagers who tried to go to the Middle East just the other day and were stopped through the vigilance of Border Force are further examples of the lure of the death cult, and it's important that we do everything we can to crack down on this.
Tough new laws introduced in October allowing the jailing of Australians for up to a decade for traveling to areas declared off-limits. A senior Nigerian military official said today a joint offensive by neighboring Chad and Niger targeting Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria is consistent with the understanding that there should be no hiding place for terrorists. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Unknown attackers launched rocket assaults on a UN peacekeeping base in northern Mali on Sunday, killing at least three people, including a Chadian peacekeeper and two children, wounding several others. On Saturday, a gunman killed at least five people, including two foreigners, and wounded several others in an attack on a restaurant in Mali's capital, Bamako. Violence has been rare in Bamako, despite the continued upheaval in the north. Earlier today, South Korean President Park Geun-hye visited hospitalized U.S. Ambassador Mark Lippert, who was slashed in a knife attack last week. An activist, a North Korean sympathizer, cut Lippert on the face and wrist as he prepared to give a speech at a lecture hall in Seoul. Authorities said Sunday that the suspect, 55-year-old Kim Ki-jung, faces possible attempted murder charges. President Obama says Americans and Iranian negotiators have narrowed their differences over Iran's suspect nuclear program, but says he is prepared to end negotiations if no acceptable deal can be reached. Mr. Obama spoke Sunday on the CBS program Face the Nation.
If we cannot verify that they are not going to obtain a nuclear weapon, that there's a breakout period, so that even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
Also on Face the Nation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he and Mr. Obama share the same goal of preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon, but disagree on how to do it. Mr. Netanyahu spoke about his view of using inspectors to make sure Iran does not develop a nuclear weapon.
I do not trust inspections with totalitarian regimes. It didn't work with North Korea. They violated it and played a good game of hide and cheat. It didn't work with Iran. They've cheated and bamboozled inspectors.
Iran has steadfastly insisted its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Two Swiss pilots today set off on an attempt to fly around the world in a solar-powered airplane. Plane took off from Abu Dhabi just after dawn and will stop over in India, Myanmar, China before crossing the Pacific, flying back to the U.S. Bertrand Picard and Andre Borschberg are taking turns piloting the single-seat airplane. An emotional Borschberg spoke before takeoff.
I guess we are both in a level of excitement, which is special, but excitement and also concentration and simply happiness.
On a five-month journey, 35,000 kilometers, the engines will be powered only by solar energy. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.